Welcome to The Happy Eater. I'm your host, Martita Robinson. I'm an emotional eating expert and spiritual life coach. My goal with this podcast is to help you lose weight without dieting. You're going to learn how to eat freely using authentic eating, an eating style that promotes emotional processing using spiritual principles and intuitive eating. Let's get started. So grateful you're here. Today I want to talk about releasing those emotions in order to stop the craving. So many of our emotional cravings, these cravings that come from an emotion, this craving to eat that comes from feeling something, can be taken care of in just a few minutes, sometimes even less, like just a minute of processing. Processing is really important because when you're feeling that emotion and you go to eat to kind of cope with that emotion, like, you know, just for example, like with binge eating, when you go to binge, you're getting a rush of emotion. You're getting this rush of feelings coming up, this experience of uncomfortability. And the way to really overcome that, to heal that, is to allow yourself to process what you're feeling. So the easiest way to process is just by journaling. When you feel something come up, just begin to write. I feel this. I'm feeling angry this morning because of something my partner did yesterday or said yesterday. I'm feeling sad today. I'm feeling sad right now because of something that I read online that's triggered me to thinking about something from my past. I'm feeling anxious right now because I fear that I'm not going to be able to take care of things in the way that I need to take care of them today. I feel like I'm not going to get things done today. So I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling overwhelmed. So as these feelings come up, just grab a paper and pen and really just let yourself flow whatever it is that's coming up for you. And sometimes it might not even make sense, whatever's coming up for you, but you just want to scribble. Just scribble as fast, you know, as easy as you can while you're thinking it. It doesn't have to be, you know, even readable. You just need to let it out. Letting out that feeling is processing. It's the flow. As you allow yourself to have the experience of whatever you're feeling and you write it out and you let it out to the paper, you're letting it go. You're just letting it go. You're removing that energy from your energetic body by writing it out. Another way that you can process your emotions is by talking to someone, talking to a therapist, talking to a coach, talking to someone you care about. For me, it's always been my husband. Unless I have a coach I'm working with, you know, on a specific issue. My husband is a wonderful listener, and he really helps me by having me being able to just let myself flow whatever I'm feeling in the moment. And that's what you want. You want to find someone that you're going to be able to talk to without having any type of judgment or criticism. Someone who's going to really let you speak. That's why therapy is so good for you. That's why it's so good to be able to have that ability to just talk about what you're feeling. Because once you talk about it, it's not in you anymore. You've removed it. Kind of like just visualize that energy, that emotion you have within you. And when you're allowed to speak it out without any type of judgment or criticism, you've released it into the world. And you can imagine it like this ball of, maybe it's a brown energy or blue energy, whatever. And you can imagine it just coming out of your energetic body. It's not there anymore. And you're just feeling and flowing better. Those are two wonderful ways of processing. Really allow yourself to process in any way you can. It's necessary so that craving goes away. And that's why, you know, I even tell you the 5-minute reset, sitting still and just letting it go, that doesn't work all the time. Move on to something else, some other way of processing. Sometimes it's just getting out in nature. And sometimes you do need someone to get deeper into the why of it and really get into the core of what's happening with you. And this way the craving goes away and you don't want to binge or you don't want to go eat, because then it's processed. You're processing your feelings. You're letting yourself feel what you're feeling. So this is something that I do within my program. Every week we process feelings. We talk about your week. We talk about, hey, what went wrong this week? What are you stuck in? What's the energy going on for you? Like, what's happening? And we talk about it and we release it together. I give you that space to move through it. If you're interested in coaching, reach out to me, Martita at Martita Robinson. I'm here for you. All right, I love you. Process, process, process. We'll talk soon.